The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Pre-game coverage followed by opening tip-off are coming up after these messages from our CARE Radio sports boosters.
When every moment counts, every detail matters. Amberwell Hospice Care brings compassionate local care to wherever you are, home, assisted living, or a nursing facility. Our team is here day and night, helping you manage symptoms, control pain, and focus on what matters most, time with your loved ones. We support your family, too, with grief counseling that starts on day one and continues after loss. You don't need to navigate this difficult time alone. Call Amberwell Hospice Care, 913-360-5520.
If it feels like you're getting away with something by ordering Taco John's new meal steals, you kind of are. For just $5, you get a crispy taco and bean burrito. For $7, the Taco Bravo and a soft shell taco. And for $9, the stuffed grilled taco, a crispy taco, and a bean burrito. All that plus junior potato oles and a small drink with every meal, it's more than a great deal. It's a Westmex special. Taco John's meal steals. So good you might feel guilty, but you shouldn't. Starting at just $5.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Thinking about a home improvement project? Stop by Kerrigan Lumber at 913 Main in Atchison. Locally owned and operated, the team at Kerrigan's known for being knowledgeable and genuinely helpful guys, ready to answer your questions and to make sure you get just what you need. They carry great building materials, doors and windows, paint and hardware, carpet and insulation, and they're also a Milwaukee dealer for reliable tools. Whether you're a professional builder or just working on projects around the house, Kerrigan Lumber is there to help you. Kerrigan Lumber, 913 Main in Atchison.
Morning. Is it still morning? It is still morning. Good morning on a Saturday and welcome to the Class 4A third place game in the state of Kansas. We are with you from the Sports Arena in Hutchinson, where we're getting close to tip-off time as your Atchison Phoenix looking for the third place trophy. Going to be going up against the Eagles of Hugoton. Hello again, everybody. Welcome, Joseph, producing and engineering for us this morning. Back at the CARE Radio Sports Studio, Tom Counts with you here courtside. Phoenix fans, well, they have stayed in town, and they are here in great numbers this morning. And looking to cheer their Phoenix on here and looking for a big bounce-back win against a Hugoton team that's really, let's be really candid, they're pretty good. They are 22-5 coming into the ball game today out of the Great West Athletic Conference. Hugoton ends up in a third place game. Hugoton ends up in a third place game as they fell to yesterday. And for a Rock Creek team was able to get by them at a 5 o'clock game yesterday afternoon down here. So the championship game, of course, will be Rock Creek Baldwin tonight. But right now, it is going to be Hugoton and Atchison. Talking about that, you hear that in the background? Atchison IPEP band on hand here today. Beautiful day in Hutchinson. You know, we're in the mid-40s. It's sunny. It is absolutely spectacular. And Phoenix fans are going to have some great traveling weather as they motor their way home after this one. Both teams are out of the court right now, going through a little pregame warm-up stuff. And we'll be back here in Hutchinson, bringing you the starters, and then it's going to be tip-off time for Phoenix basketball here on CARE.
Hey there, Atchison County. Jeff Sheely, Executive Director with Livewell Atchison County here. Now is a great time to get outside and increase your physical activity. Did you know that doing 30 minutes of moderate yard and garden work can burn on average 320 to 440 calories as well as gain 3,930 steps? These are just simple ways to incorporate physical activity into your daily lives. Livewell Atchison County, promoting and sustaining healthy behaviors through education, community action, and advocacy.
Atchison Child Care Associates at 1326 Commercial Street is cheering loud for our Atchison High School Phoenix. They're proud of your hard work, teamwork, and school spirit. Go get them, Phoenix. From your friends at Atchison Child Care Associates, go Big Red.
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm in Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's kind of hard to believe that our 2025-26 basketball season is going to be wrapping up here on K-Radio in the next couple of hours. This will be the final game of the year here on K-Radio. Basketball season will be done after this one. The Benedictine Lady Ravens with a great season and a trip to Kentucky. They come up just short to LSU Shreveport last night, so Coach Folsom and the Lady Ravens on their way back, and their season in the books. So with the state tournament wrapping up today, it has been, I tell you what, it has been a great year. There have been a lot of fantastic stories, a lot of fantastic performances, and probably most importantly, a lot of incredible memories made for these fans, and these players are going to be looking back on this season. After they have a chance to get it in the rearview mirror for a little while, they're going to look back with a great deal of fondness on this. And for the Phoenix here this afternoon, got to be paying special attention to and thinking about the seniors who are going to be concluding high school sports, or at least high school basketball. You're going to have for the Phoenix, it'll be Josiah Thompson and Javante Kelly, Kale Williams, and Yogi Purdy. The four seniors for Atchison and head coach Pat Battle, his assistant coaches Christian Arnold and Mark May. And, these guys, you go out here and you want to get here, and then suddenly you're not sure you really want it to be done. But with that said, you're coming up against a team that you'd like to see if you could get a win over. Talk about Hugoton. Hugoton again coming into the game at 22-5 under head coach C.J. Korf. Coach Korf also the athletic and activities director at Hugoton. And the teams are exiting the floor. PA guy is going to bring up starters, so how about I take a one-minute break? We're going to bring you the starters. We're going to bring you the tip-up. It's time for Phoenix basketball here on CARE.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
This is Douglas Adair, third-generation banker at Exchange Bank. For 170 years, the Exchange has been more than a place to keep your money. We've been your partner. We've shared your milestones, your new beginnings, growing families, and lifelong dreams. We're proud to be a locally owned bank, believing in relationships, trust, and giving back to the communities we call home. Thank you for letting us be part of your journey. Thank you for choosing local, and thank you for partnering with Exchange Bank and Trust. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, welcome back to the Sports Arena. Joseph producing and engineering in the studio. Tom Counts with the Hercore Shine. Let's take a look at the starters for this one here this afternoon. For Hugoton and head coach C.J. Korf, they're going to be starting Gavin Salazar. He is a senior. You're also going to have a senior in Hunter Garza. Miguel Hernandez is a senior. then junior Cameron Rosas, and a sophomore in Adrian Adjajan. For the Phoenix and Atchison. And I mentioned, of course, with AHS head coach Pat Battle and his assistants Christian Arnold. For the Phoenix, it's going to be the five we've grown accustomed to with the freshman, Trayvon Gillum at 5'11". Juniors, Jeremiah Thompson, he's 5'10 and 5'8", and Zedron Mays. And then the seniors, Kale Williams at 6'2", and Yogi Purdy at 6'4". Atchison, for the first time, it's going to be the visitors today. They are in the red uniform with gold and white lettering a trim. Dugatin is going to be in the home white with red and North Carolina blue. And as soon as I gave you the starters that I've grown accustomed to sharing with you, head coach Pat Battle does something really cool and really nice. He's going to switch it up a little bit, and here today, he is going to get all the seniors in to start. So for Atchison, you're going to have Josiah Thompson, the 5'9" senior. You're going to get Javante Kelly, the 6'8" senior. Atchison is also going to be starting Isaiah Camode, the 6'2" senior. And Yogi Purdy, the 6'4" senior. So Atchison's going to switch up just a little bit on the starting five. And that is very, very cool. Gotta love it. Okay, both teams are headed back to their respective benches, and we're about ready to get underway with this one here today. First game of the morning, starting back at 9 o'clock. Wow. And it was the third-place girls game in here in Hutch's. It was Halstead putting together a double-digit lead, and they were able to hang on to it for pretty much the second half. It was Halstead knocking off Holcomb 56-43 to capture third place on the ladies' side. This is the second game of the day here in the sports arena. Dugatin is going to come into the center circle with Cameron Rosas. The Phoenix are going to come in with Javante Kelly. We are set to go and hope you enjoy high school basketball for the final time in the 25-26 season. The ball goes up, the tip is away. Going to be controlled now by Dugatin. We're underway. Here come the Eagles going from the left to right across your dial here in the opening half. The drive will go down the left side of the lane, trying to pull up a 13-footer, no room. Back out on top, it's from 16 and missing, and a rebound, Javante. He just reaches up into the air and pulls that thing right out of the sky. Phoenix back up court with the bounce, come on. It's going to be Josiah Thompson. Works his way to the left side, lobs it out on top. Gets it there to Javante. He will cut into the lane, lose the handle on the ball, feeds underneath, and it's going to be turned over. Dugatin coming up with a steal. So, 45 seconds into the ball game, each team with a possession, neither team with a shot on goal. And back up with it, here are the Eagles. It's a three, it's good. And a bucket from the outside for Dugatin belongs to Adegbin. And it is 3-0 Dugatin. And we're just about a minute into the game. Camode will take it on the right side for the Phoenix. Kicks it over to Gillum. Trayvon. Way up top side, pulls up, and knocks it down. Ties the game. It is a 3-3 contest at the 6:45 mark. Here's a dish, left side, driving lane from the left hand. It's going to be up and good. Cameron Rosas makes it a 5-3 lead for Dugatin. And a Phoenix on the quick out left pass to the other end of the court. It's going to be stopped out of bounds and knocked away down to the baseline. Back it will come to the Atchison Phoenix. 6:35 to go in the opening quarter, 5-3. Dugatin with the early lead. It comes in. Baseline three is going to be blocked. Taken down by Yogi. Kisses it off to Winneman scores. Yogi Purdy ties the game. And we are even at 5. Minute and a half into the contest. Salazar kicks it out to the top. Launches a three that misses. Purdy coming out with a rebound. Here comes Atchison. Trayvon will glide into the forecourt in front of the scorer's table across the way from us. Left-hand dribble just a little more waist-high. Feeds it to Javante with his back to the rim of the free throw line. They'll kick it over to the right side. Thomas falls away. Shot is up. No, he got fouled. Coming to the line for two. Fisher will let us know that two free throws coming up for the Phoenix 5'9" senior. And it's going to be the first foul of the game for Hunter Garza. Looking it and hitting it. So Josiah Thompson will have his first point of the game. No one at the scorer's table yet for either teams. Coaches are pretty satisfied with how things are going to start things. Taking his time, eyeing it up. Sankelman airborne, gets them both. So Phoenix starting off very, very well. And he'll put together a 7-5 lead. And we are 2 minutes in. Back down court with it, Yugaton, and on the left side, Trayvon defending Gavin Salazar. Now, here's the thing. We do not have height in the program for Yugaton. Eight teams in the state tournament. Only Yugaton does not turn in height. I will tell you, they are not particularly tall. Salazar, if Trayvon is at 5'11", Salazar is 5'7". And he is not the smallest guy on the floor. Miguel Hernandez is probably 5'5". 5:43 to go. Yugaton will be putting the ball in play. We do have a shot clock in this. But no shot clock, by the way, in the ladies' game. It got done just a little bit ago. But we do have a shot clock here in the guys' game. Here's a runner from 14. Rolls around off the rim. No good. Rebound tipped down. It's going to be saved by Yugaton. They'll look into the middle. Find no room there. Now skip it over to the left block. Back out on top is going to come. They'll play off the screen. Take it down to the baseline of the pass. Into the lane. Kicks back over to the right side. The wide open three. Airborne good. 5 points for Cameron Rosa. It is an 8-5 or an 8-7 lead for Yugaton. Atchison for three. Misses. The rebound in the middle like commode. And he is going to be fouled. Coach Korf on the far side. He's looking for a traveling call. As there was a lot of contact between the two players, but the official says no. That's a foul, and it's going to be the first of the game for Attakim. 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Phoenix down one. Now, the driving layup by Yogi rolls off the rim, and it won't go down. Here come the Eagles. Yugaton way up between the circles, trying to widen the floor out a little bit. They know they're not going to win that battle in the lane. They're not going to be able to go toe-to-toe and nose-to-nose in the paint here today. Here's a driving shot and a rejection, and they're going to call a foul against Atchison. Official coming over to the scorer's table. Let's see against whom we're going to call this one. It'll be the first foul of the game for Javante Kelly. It'll be Atchison team foul two. Free throw, airborne, but not going to go in. Gavin Salazar has one more shot coming up. 4:44 to go in the first quarter. Atchison will make a duo of substitutions. Jeremiah Thompson, Zedron Mays are going to check in. One more free throw coming up for Gavin Salazar. Big deep breath. Sends up the right-handed shot. It's perfect. First point of the ball game for Salazar. It is a 9-7. Yugaton lead. And the Phoenix up the floor with the basketball. Out on top, Josiah. He'll go into the lane, and he goes up strong, and they will call a foul on the defender, putting Josiah at the free throw line. And so this game has seen, at least it feels like to me, a lot of fouls called early on. That is the fifth foul in the first 3.5 minutes. So you can do the math and make that decision for yourself. You think that's a lot of fouls? Probably a little more than normal, I would feel. Free throw. Rolls in. 3-for-3 at the free throw line is Josiah Thompson. And he's got Atchison back within one. With 4.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter, it is a 9-8 score. Yugaton leading it by one. Josiah, second free throw. We're tied. 9-9 at 4.5 left in the half. Hugerson walks into the forecourt. Adrian is going to bring it up. Little crossover dribble stops just beyond the center circle. Kicks it over to the right side. Into the game has come David Gomez. And his pass to the right block is going to get away and go out of bounds. And it's going to come back into Hugerson. 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Gillum, Jeremiah, Mays, Purdy, Williams, I think are the answers so far. No, it's not going to be Williams. It's going to be Hosiah. So Kale not in the game yet. Thinking about the three? No. Going to try to drive in. That won't work. Back out of top, Hugerson with 12 on the shot clock. Miguel Hernandez kicks it back over to the left side. The drive to the block. No room. The cutter into the middle. The little rainbow in and out. No. Rebound tipped down and going to be rescued down to the baseline and then knocked out of bounds very deftly by Jeremiah Thompson as he goes in the air, grabs the ball, and is able to bounce it out of bounds off David Gomez. Dukin is going to be called for the turnover. It'll be Atchison basketball. 3 minutes and 50 to go in the opening quarter. We're tied at 9. Standing with both feet in the center circle. Over to the left side is going to be Jeremiah Thompson. He'll go all the way to the baseline, goes up with a finger roll, and the official says no. Before the shot, we have a foul, and it'll be on Miguel Hernandez. So it'll be Hugerson's fourth foul. Atchison is committed too. Phoenix will be inbounding it at the baseline with 3:40 to go in the opening quarter. We're going to pick up a new substitution in the game for Hugerson here in just a moment as the Phoenix are going to inbound it. Over to the left side, it's going to be Thompson. Brings it back out on top. Cedron Mays goes down the left side of the lane. Has the ball slapped out of his hands. It's going to be stolen by Hugerson. Here comes Miguel Guzman, who's just come into the game. And his little runner's up and in. Guzman 4-2. It's 11-9 Hugerson. We're down to 3:20 to go in the first. Phoenix jumping to the left side. The drive to the block. The one-hand push pass up, no good. Rebound. Salazar. He'll take it out of the top of the key. Trayvon reaches in, no foul. Shot from the outside is going to be good. David Gomez for three. And suddenly it's a 14-9 lead for Hugerson. Inside 3 minutes of play in the opening quarter we go. Phoenix in the red with gold lettering a trim. Here's Yogi from the left side. Can't get it to fall. Rebound Eagles. They'll race down the floor. There's a bump. No foul. The follow away three wide left off the rim. Picked up on McCarron by Jeremiah. He's going to bring it up the floor himself. Drive it down. Go into the middle of the lane. Left-handed layup. Nope. But he's fouled and will come to the line. That's going to be the fifth team foul by Hugerson here in the opening quarter with 2 minutes and a half to play in the first. The foul is on Gavin Salazar. And at the free throw line, looking for his first point of the afternoon, or morning yet, I guess, it's Jeremiah. First shot, no good. Yeah, quick look at the clock. We are still morning here. Welcome back to Hutchinson, Kansas. One more free throw. Coming up for the Phoenix and the 5 foot junior, Jeremiah Thompson. Back into the Hutchinson lineup, we're going to get Javonte Kelly. And into the game for the first time today, I think. No, we still don't have Kale out there. All right, second free throw is up, and it is also not going to fall. So still 14-9 Hugerson. Eagles with a basketball off the missed free throw. They'll work it back on offense. The drive to the right side, going in, going up, shot no good. We're going to get a foul called on Javonte. So Kelly picks up, I believe, yep, his second foul. So two of the three Phoenix fouls have been called against Javonte Kelly and Hugerson. Coming back to the free throw line. This time it's going to be David Gomez. Shot is up and good. It'll be his fourth point of the game. He hit a three-point shot a little bit ago. Hugerson has hit three threes in a game so far. The Phoenix have hit only one. Atchison, 4 of 6 at the free throw line. Hugerson is 2 of 3, and one more shot coming up here for Gomez. He is a junior and rattles it home. It is now 16-9, Hugoton. 2:10 to play, quarter one. In the middle, Yogi with the ball just tipped up over the front lip of the rim and good. Four for Yogi Purdy. 16-11. Quickly, back down on top with the Eagles. They'll race it into the forecourt. They're not really so much running with Atchison. It's not like they go into the forecourt and then attack the basket. They're going to run it into the forecourt and then back it away and set up an offense. Take a little time off the clock. Baseline three is up and missing. Rebound tipped out on top. And it's going to be pulled down by Atchison. Here comes Josiah. Coast to coast. Running shot. Up. Nope. He's knocked to the floor. Coming to the line again. Bad shot as he goes to the left side of the rim and puts it up with the left hand. Just rolled across the back. And falls off the other side, so it does not go in. First foul of the game by Miguel Guzman. And Josiah, back at the line. That one, perfect. Josiah making a living right here at that free throw line. He's 5 of 5. Hugoton is going to rotate Miguel Hernandez back out on the floor, and we're a minute and a half away from the end of the opening quarter. Phoenix trailing by four with one more free throw coming up and perfect again. They're now within three. 16-13 Hugoton. 90 seconds to go in the opening quarter here in Hutchinson, Kansas in the Class 4A third place game. The ball up top side dumped into the corner with a wide open uncontested three will come up short and a rebound is going to be tipped around. It's on the floor, taken away by Trayvon. Gillum is going to bring it up the floor. Cuts into the lane. Runner with the left hand from 15. And they're going to say he palmed the ball over as he was driving down and then slowed up to get himself kind of under control and squared up to get that running shot away. Atchison is going to take Trayvon out here in the last minute 15 of the opening quarter. And back into the Phoenix lineup is going to come Isaiah Commode. And once more, Isaiah, the 6 foot. One guy is there. Feet over to the left side. The right hand layup. It's up and in. Cameron Rosas has seven. It is 18-13 Hugoton. Phoenix with the basketball up top side. Mays will go into the lane. They're going to call him for a travel. As the defender kind of got in front of him, blocked him a little bit, jammed him up. So we will have a turnover by Atchison, and we're in the last minute of the opening quarter. 46-45 seconds left. Now running a little motion-type offense, trying to pass into the back door. Come on, gets a hand on it, pass it away. Here comes Atchison, and the pass across the lane is going to be stolen away. Eagles back up the court, and reaching around from behind in an effort to steal the ball. It turns into a foul by Zadron. 31 seconds to play in the opening quarter. That will be Atchison, team foul four. It'll be Mays' first foul, and the shot clock goes off. Hugoton is going to have it in play. They will end the first quarter with a lead, and right now they're up by five with the ball. Hugoton eases over to the left side where Gavin Salazar is just going to dribble up near midcourt, burn a little time down. It's at 20 seconds now to go in the first. Salazar, little seesaw dribble, working in front of Zadron. Mays looking to defend him. 13 seconds to go in the quarter, now at 12. The feed into the lane, the little reverse layup. Beautifully done, a fantastic pass. Ross hits the bucket. Phoenix, they've got 3 seconds to get up. 2 seconds. And the drive, the shot, they don't get it away. That's going to bring us to the end of the opening quarter here in Hutchinson, Kansas. After one, it's Hugoton 20. Atchison 13.
Voted best plumber in the best of the best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction. In business since 1985. Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year, licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
We head to the second quarter here at the Sports Arena. Hugoton in front of 20-13. Welcome back, everybody. But Joseph in the studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside in front of Phoenix in the opening quarter. 37% from the floor, 33% from outside. Hugoton hitting 50-42, shooting the ball very, very well. And now the Phoenix are going to turn it over. Josiah has it taken away, and here come the Eagles. Hugoton and Adrian Adigan. They'll swing it over to the left side, attack the bucket, feed underneath, the flying back shot, up and good. So the bucket by Cameron Rosas gives him 11, and he leads all scorers. It is now 22-13. This is the largest advantage for either team in the game. Atchison led in the opening quarter by Hosiah, as he had 6 points all at the free throw line. 4 points in the opening quarter for Yogi, 3 for Trayvon. For Hugoton, 9 in the opening quarter. Now at 11 is Cameron Rosas. Gomez has 5. Adequin, 3. 2 for Guzman, 1 for Salazar. Here comes Hugoton with the ball, leading by 9, and it's a 3. They're up by 12. 3-point shot from deep for the right side. Hunter Garza, 25-13. And we're going to get a Phoenix timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break with Anderson. It's 6:53 to go in the opening half of the third place game. It's Hugoton 25, Phoenix 13.
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm and Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Burger Company in Atchison is a longtime supporter of Atchison High Athletics. With over a century of providing quality leather products and excellent customer service, they are four generations strong. Burger Company in Atchison High School, making our community strong. Go Phoenix.
If you got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years. For efficiency and cost effectiveness, inside or out, contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, L&L Construction. Quality is our priority.
Back with you here in Hodgson. The Phoenix putting the ball in play. The little follow-away shot from the baseline right. It's going to be up by Trayvon. No good. We're about to get down. It's going to be Hugoton. Here come the Eagles. They've got the ball. They got a 12-point lead. And we're 6:27 to go in the opening half. Welcome to the Sports Arena. 3-point shot. Launch. Too long. Rebound is on the floor. And we have a whistle. We've got a foul. It's going to be on the Eagles. Fish is going to roll over to the scorer's table across the way. And let's see against whom they're going to be calling this. It is going to be the second foul of the game by Adrian Adigan. 6:20 to go in the first half. 25-13, Hugoton. They are on a 9-0 run right now, going back into the last couple of minutes of the first quarter. Phoenix with the basketball. They've got to get some points at the board. Here's Yogi back at it. Twist, turns, leans, puts it up with the right hand. It puts it in. Yogi Purdy with 6. 25-15. And on the other end, the running shot. Nope. Yogi with a rebound. Here comes Atchison. Going to be knocked away from Trayvon for a moment, but he's able to go back behind him and retrieve it. Goes into the lane. Pulls up the running shot. It's going to be way too short. And a rebound is swept down by Hugoton. Eagles are going to run down. They'll dump it over to the right side with a wide open three is short. And the long rebound pulled down. Phoenix. AHS coming over to basketball. Here's Cale Williams in the game now. He'll bring it up the court. Dumps it over to the right side to Josiah. Turn, shoots, 14-footer, got it. Josiah Thompson with 8. And it's 25-17. Hatches in with back-to-back scores. 5:20 to go in the opening half. For the Phoenix, getting this deficit down by intermission is a big deal. Driving shot, left side, up, no good. Rebound, out of play. Which way does it go? It's going to be Hugoton basketball. You can hear Phoenix fans, and Atchison has a lot of people in this building today. 5:15 to go. Hugoton works it over to the left side in those home white uniforms. They'll go elbow in front of the Phoenix bench. Little side to side. Shot is up and missing. Offensive rebound pulled down, and they're going to say Yogi reached around and committed a foul. That was pretty touchy. He was definitely behind him. I'm not so sure that there was a foul. That said, give Purdy his first foul, Atchison's first foul of the second quarter, and we're getting a timeout. Eagles taking a break. Joseph at 5:04 to go in the opening half. It is Hugoton 25, Atchison 17.
Looking for the ultimate fun zone for the whole family? Look no further than Rainey's Arcade at 4th and Commercial right here in Atchison. The arcade floor is packed with new games, exciting ticket games, and a great lineup of pinball machines ready for all ages to enjoy. Whether you're a kid or a kid at heart, there's something for everyone at Rainey's Arcade. Have fun, win great prizes, enjoy fresh drinks, and grab some delicious pizza. It's also a perfect place to host birthday parties and group events. Rainey's Arcade, fun for kids, adults, and everyone in between.
Colonial Realty is home to the local real estate experts you are looking for. Put the power of the Colonial Realty team to work for you.
Colonial Realty, our results team makes the difference.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
All right, back with you coming out of the timeout. Beans put the ball in play and quickly knock it down a bucket. Josiah, he's at 10 points to lead Atchison in scoring. It is 25-19 Hugoton now. During the timeout, doing a little research. Gotta love the research, right? Normally I'm not the guy that does that. Gus usually does it, but I'm just kind of hanging out here. Hugoton is wearing the home white. Well, there's a reason, I guess. It's because they're the closer team. You do the research, not just to the city, but to the campus of the high school. From the sports arena here in Hutchinson to Atchison High School, at the high school, right there on West Riley, 214 miles. From right here in the arena to the Hugoton High School, 212 miles. So Hugoton much closer. No wonder they're the home team today, huh? 4.5 to go in the opening half. Hugoton with a little pull-up jump shot, right side, two strong rebound, tipped out. It's going to be rescued in the corner. Pulling it back down is going to be the Eagles. They'll attack down to the baseline. Find no room there. Reverse it. Kick it back over to the wing. Kicking it down to the block and out back up top. 17-foot shot up. No good. Offensive rebound is going to be cleared down in the paint. Push back out on top. They'll dump it into the corner where the squared up three is launched and spins out. No good. Rebound Phoenix. Here comes Jeremiah. He'll race it into the forecourt with a left-hand dribble, cutting it back over to the right, lays it into the lane. Running shot is up by Yogi. It's going to get away and go out of bounds. Did he not get fouled? Apparently no. It'll be Hugoton basketball down to the baseline. We are midpoint of the second quarter. 4 minutes to play in the half. It's 25-19. Eagles. And now the official's going to stop play for a moment as they're going to take a moment. Let Josiah place up his kids. Does somebody have kids anymore? There was a time, you know. 3:55 to go in the first half. Here comes the Hugoton Eagles. They have the ball. They have a 6-point lead. Miguel Hernandez goes to the right side. The launch will go up for three. It'll miss. A nice offensive rebound. Pulled down in the paint. Twisting, turning, falling away. No. Another offensive rebound. Reverse layup. No. Rebound tipped out on top. Phoenix. They've got the ball. They got the numbers. Driving it down. Coast to coast. Into the lane. Up. Is it a charge? Yeah, it is. That was a really splendid job of getting down the court by Gavin Salazar, knowing you're going to get mowed down like an armadillo on 35 West. And still, he took the charge. The foul is going to be the first in the ballgame. on Atchison's Jeremiah Thompson. 3.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter, and Hugoton continues to cling to the six-point lead as neither team has been able to put anything on the board in quite some time. Here's a feed across the baseline. Uncontested three. No. Rebound, Phoenix. Back up forward of basketball. It'll be Jeremiah. Now, he's going to slow it down. Walk across midcourt. Let that offense work a little bit. Player defense provided by Hugoton. They'll run off the screen to the left side, provided by Yogi. Here's a three. It's online, but a little too long. Hits the back of the rim, and the long carom is going to come out on top. Going to be taken down by Hugoton. The shot, no. Rebound, tip down, and Atchison. It's Kale. He's driving down. 2-on-2. The feed left. The layup. It's good. The transition bucket belongs to Hosiah. He's got 12. And it's 25-21. 2 minutes and 40 to go in the first half. The Phoenix have gotten back to within four. The shot from the top. New big man in the game for Hugoton. Does not hit that shot, but an offensive rebound. Eagles are going to keep it alive. They'll go left side of the lane. That shot is short. Offensive rebound again. Hook shot. Yes! Getting that bucket of just coming into the game is going to be Jonas Mauk. M-A-U-K and Jonas. And the big guy giving him his first 2 points of the game, and we have an Eagle timeout. Taking a break with Coach Corp, but 2 minutes and 11 to go in the opening half in the sports arena. It's Hugoton 27, Atchison 21.
For over 30 years, Urban Lawn Care has helped homes and businesses across Atchison and Northeast Kansas look their absolute best season after season. Family owned and full service since 1991, they handle everything. Lawn care, dirt work, tree services, sod insulation, and even snow and ice removal. Whether you need a full plan or just help with one project, their team takes care of the work so you can enjoy the results. See them at 6300 Ottawa Road, visit UrbanLawnCareLLC.com, or call 913-367-4478. Urban Lawn Care, trusted by hundreds, rooted in your community.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
You are listening to the Giant Communications and JVN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Welcome back to Hutchinson, Kansas. The Phoenix putting the ball in play with 2 minutes now to go in the first half. Here's K.O. Williams, fall away, shot up off the short limb of the rim, no. Rebound is going to be tipped out. Hugoton, it's a 2-on-1 break. They'll drive in, go up, miss the shot. Great defense by Kale Williams. He was down the floor all alone and prevented the score. Back it comes to Atchison as it goes out of bounds. Under court right now for the Phoenix, they draw in Mays closest to me, and then right in front of him going to be Hosiah Thompson. Kale Williams on the far side, put in play by Yogi Purdy, and up the floor with Jeremiah Thompson. 1:40 to go in the opening half. Citron will have it on the right side. Feeds to Yogi. He's outside the box. Backs in. Horses it up. Can't get it to fall. It draws a foul. Purdy coming to the free throw line. The foul is going to be on, newly into the game, Ricardo Saldana. And there will not be free throws. They're going to say he was not shooting. It'll be inbounded by Atchison. It's going to be Hugoton, team foul two of the second quarter. Here's a three. It's up. It's not good. And a rebound cleared away by Hugoton and Cameron Rosas. Eagles with the basketball. 75 seconds to go in the first half. Little seesaw dribble. Beautiful backdoor pass. Now trapped in the lane. Can't get away. Salazar. He'll feed it back over to the right side. The shot is up. It's good. It's a plus one. Count the bucket. The foul is going to be on K.O. Williams. It'll be his first. Atchison team foul four. And an opportunity at a three-point play for Cameron, who already has 13 points. Before the free throw, Coach Fallon going to take a timeout. Let's take one with him here on KAIR-FM Wharton Atchison, where it is Hugoton 29, Atchison 21.
Crittenden Home Care provides services to keep home an option for everyone. Highly skilled and trained caregivers provide in-home care and home health care while treating your family like their own. For more information, go to CrittendenHomeCare.com or call them at 913-303-2400 for a free in-home assessment. Crittenden Home Care, caring for you when it matters, where it matters.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
Hutchinson, Kansas, third place game of Class 4A boys basketball, and as the Phoenix get the ball in play, Yogi goes up for the shot, but gets blocked and gets him fouled, and he is coming to the free throw line as it'll be foul number two on Hugoton's Ricardo Saldana. Free throw, got it. Yogi collects his seventh point of the game. 43 seconds left in the first half. Atchison down 7. Birdie going to look this thing over. The senior sends it up and sends it in. He's got 8. And it is 29-23. And we're a little over a half a minute to go in the first half. Hugoton down the floor. Cale Williams gets himself out of position. Tries to step in front of Salazar. And in the process, will quickly pick up his second foul. And as Atchison is over the limit, at the free throw line is going to come Hugoton. It's going to be Gavin Salazar. He has 1 point today, 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Salazar, the senior, misses. Again, we have no heights on these guys. Salazar's 5'5", maybe 6". Depends on the thickness of the shoe sole. Second free throw. Yes. So he will hit 1 of 2, doubling his point total, making it 30-23. And we're a half a minute to go in the half. Shot clock's off as the Phoenix come into the full court with the basketball. Cale loses the handle on it. And luckily for Atchison, a Phoenix player reaches out to try to rescue the ball and was unable to grab it up. So it'll come back in again to the Phoenix. 22 seconds left in the opening half. Looking it in. It'll come out on top. Josiah goes right side. Zadron kicks it to the left. Cale has it. Dribbles twice. Pulls up his dribble. Goes Yogi. Back out on top. Jeremiah. 7 seconds. Here's a shot from the outside. Air ball short, but there's a foul and 3 free throws coming up for Jeremiah. So the foul is going to be Miguel Hernandez picking up his second. Coming to the line for Atchison, Jeremiah Thompson. He has no points in the game. He's 0 for 2 at the free throw line. Now he's 0 for 3. 2 more shots coming up for Jeremiah. 30-23. Second free throw is good. And Jeremiah is on the board today. That is Atchison's 11th point in the second quarter. They scored only 13 in the first. Third free throw, short. And rebound, it's Hugoton. 30-24, Hugoton at the buzzer. It's out the window, counted at the buzzer. A shot that was way too hard. Hits the glass, carried directly into the bottom of the net. And that will take us to halftime. We'll be back here in the sports arena to summarize the opening half for you. The teams are headed off the floor. It's Hugoton, 33 inches and 24.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Attention cattle producers, ready to put more performance in your pasture? The Rinkus Cattle Company 2026 Private Treaty Bull Sale is on now. Call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. These bulls are built for calving ease, growth, and the kind of durability that works in the real world. If you want genetics that adds pounds and profit, it's time to take a look. Visit the bulls online at rinkuscattle.com, then call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. The Rinkus Cattle Company Private Treaty Bull Sale. Powerful bulls, proven genetics, and ready to work for you.
All right, welcome back to the Sports Arena. You can hear the Atchison and I Pep Band putting together some tunes. Gonna have a little next team coming up. Next game coming up, it is going to be Hayden and Bishop Miege. Those two teams, the ladies' teams, are out of the court, warming up, getting ready for that one. Let's recap the scoring in this one, shall we? First of all, for Hugoton, leading their team, leading all scorers so far, is Cameron Rosas, 13 points. 5 for Miguel Guzman, who hit that 3 at the buzzer. David Gomez has 5. 3 for Abagin and Garza. Salazar with 2. For the Phoenix, Hosiah Thompson with a dozen to lead the way. Yogi Purdy has 8. Trayvon Gillum hit it opening quarter 3. And Jeremiah, 1-5 at the free throw line, has 8 points. Looking at personal fouls, Atchison, Trayvon with 2, and Javante with 2, and Kale with 2. For Hugoton, Hernandez and Adagin and Saldana, each with a couple of fouls. Shooting so far in the ball game, Atchison continues to shoot at, you know, a mid-30s kind of a pace. They're 7-19. From outside, Atchison is 1-5 in the game at three-point range. Conversely, Hugoton is 5-15 from outside. Can you believe they've taken 3 times as many three-point shots as Atchison? And hitting a third of them, hitting basically a third of their shots in the inside, 12 of 34, 35%. So, for the Phoenix, got to find that offense as we go to the second half, and we'll see if that works. We'll be back to bring you the second half live here in Hutch. But with that intermission score, Hugoton 33, the Phoenix 24. Back we go to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. He's got you some state basketball halftime.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home. Transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction. Concrete by design.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your Internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Atchison Child Care Associates at 1326 Commercial Street is cheering loud for our Atchison High School Phoenix. They're proud of your hard work, teamwork, and school spirit. Go get them, Phoenix. From your friends at Atchison Child Care Associates, go Big Red.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building, serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, in our craftsman's field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this afternoon, and it's just barely afternoon. We will be having the last sports look of the 2025-2026 season coming up this Thursday evening. Join Tom and Gus Couts right here at Hot Country 93.7 as they will discuss the local, national, and regional sports scene and wrap it all up about the seasons that we have had, and they've been amazing seasons so far. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at the local scores as I have them in the state tournament.
When every moment counts, every detail matters. Amberwell Hospice Care brings compassionate local care to wherever you are, home, assisted living, or a nursing facility. Our team is here day and night, helping you manage symptoms, control pain, and focus on what matters most, time with your loved ones. We support your family, too, with grief counseling that starts on day one and continues after loss. You don't need to navigate this difficult time alone. Call Amberwell Hospice Care, 913-360-5520.
If it feels like you're getting away with something by ordering Taco John's new meal steals, you kind of are. For just $5, you get a crispy taco and bean burrito. For $7, the Taco Bravo and a soft shell taco. And for $9, the stuffed grilled taco, a crispy taco, and a bean burrito. All that plus junior potato oles and a small drink with every meal? It's more than a great deal. It's a Westmex special. Taco John's meal steals. So good you might feel guilty, but you shouldn't. Starting at just $5.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Thinking about a home improvement project? Stop by Kerrigan Lumber at 913 Main in Atchison. Locally owned and operated, the team at Kerrigan's known for being knowledgeable and genuinely helpful guys, ready to answer your questions and to make sure you get just what you need. They carry great building materials, doors and windows, paint and hardware, carpet and insulation, and they're also a Milwaukee dealer for reliable tools. Whether you're a professional builder or just working on projects around the house, Kerrigan Lumber is there to help you. Kerrigan Lumber, 913 Main in Atchison.
Taking a look at the scores as I have them right now, we've got the halftime score in the Colgan-St. Mary's game. It is St. Mary's trailing Colgan, which is also a St. Mary's named team. Colgan is leading 39 to St. Mary's 30. In this game, we've got the Hugoton Eagles at 33, the Atchison Phoenix at 24. We'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Hey there, Atchison County. Jeff Sheely, Executive Director with Livewell Atchison County here. Now is a great time to get outside and increase your physical activity. Did you know that doing 30 minutes of moderate yard and garden work can burn on average 320 to 440 calories, as well as gain 3,930 steps? These are just simple ways to incorporate physical activity into your daily lives. Livewell Atchison County, promoting and sustaining healthy behaviors through education, community action, and advocacy.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A high wind warning begins at 9 a.m. tomorrow. A wind advisory begins at 1 a.m. Monday morning. 71 today, under mainly clear skies, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance of rain. Tonight, lows around 40, partly cloudy skies. About an inch of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Atchison Child Care Associates at 1326 Commercial Street is cheering loud for our Atchison High School Phoenix. They're proud of your hard work, teamwork, and school spirit. Go get them, Phoenix. From your friends at Atchison Child Care Associates, go Big Red.
Burger Company in Atchison is a longtime supporter of Atchison High Athletics. With over a century of providing quality leather products and excellent customer service, they are four generations strong. Burger Company in Atchison High School, making our community strong. Go Phoenix!
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, we're back. We welcome you back to Hutchinson, Kansas, where you are listening to the Giant Communications and JBM Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on MSC Sports Radio Network. And we have seen Hugoton come out of the gate. They put the ball in play, hit a quick shot, a three. Then they steal from Atchison and lay it up and in and draw a foul. They're going to score 6 points possibly here in the first few seconds of the third quarter. Coming to the line for the free throw after hitting the bucket, Hernandez, it will not go in. And very quickly, it is 38-24. Phoenix with their greatest deficit on the game. At down, what is that now, 14. Phoenix with the basketball, really on offense for the first time now in the second half. Skip is going to go to Yogi. It's going to be knocked out of his hands, picked up by Zadron. His shot is up, no good. And a rebound tipped out to Gavin Salazar. Salazar up the court, driving shot, left hand up and good. Hugoton is raced out of the block. Garza has five. It is now 40-24, Phoenix down 16, and we're going to get a coach battle timeout. Little over a minute into the second half. Phoenix taking a break. Suddenly, it's Hugoton 40, Atchison 24.
This is Douglas Adair, third-generation banker at Exchange Bank. For 170 years, the Exchange has been more than a place to keep your money. We've been your partner. We've shared your milestones, your new beginnings, growing families, and lifelong dreams. We're proud to be a locally owned bank, believing in relationships, trust, and giving back to the communities we call home. Thank you for letting us be part of your journey. Thank you for choosing local, and thank you for partnering with Exchange Bank and Trust. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm in Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction. Proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at State.
Back over here in the sports arena, we're 6:40 to go in the third quarter. Atchison finding themselves in trouble. They're down 40-24. Phoenix having a hard time getting any points on the board in this game. They'll have the ball on offense now. Drive around to the right side. Looking in the middle is going to... Phoenix is going to bring it out on top to Kale. Williams will drive into the lane, jump it off underneath, a little short. Turnaround shot is up and missing it. A rebound is going to be snapped away, knocked out of bounds. And which way is it going to go? It'll be Phoenix basketball. So Atchison will be inbounding it from the baseline right. The feed will come out on top. Jeremiah will go to the left side. Here's Yogi's shot is up, and it's going to be off the rim. No good. Or he better go back down. Here comes Hugoton. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Eagles in a basketball. And they've got themselves a nice 16-point lead. Kind of lead that sometimes you could just milk it and take some time. Now, there is, again, a shot clock. So we do have that amount of time constraint. Not like in the old days. Here's a drive to the right side, but a nice call by the official. A little travel on the right side against Gavin Salazar. He pulled up that back foot, trying to square up for the long jump shot. Turning it over, it'll come back to AHS. Catches up with a basketball. 5:43 to go in the third. And a clock running down on Atchison. They trail by some 16 points. That takes a while to make up 16 points. So the Phoenix are going to have to find that offense and not wait until the fourth quarter. Here's a long three for Kale. Not going to go. And the rebound is going to be taken away from Javonte Kelly. Coming up with a basketball is going to be Cameron Rosas. And here comes Hugoton. And then as they go into the fourth quarter, Adrian Adegreen is going to be fouled. Looks like the whistle probably, yeah, it's going to be the third foul of the game for Trayvon Killam. 5 minutes and 20 to go in the third quarter. To drive, a little behind the back layup. It's up and good. Hugoton is feeling it right now. Rosas 15, 42-24, an 18-point lead for the Eagles. Driving in, the shot off the rim and good. There's what the Phoenix have been looking for. That bucket, the first point of the game for Javonte Kelly. First point of the second half for the Phoenix. Here's a runner on the other end. It's going to be up and good. Miguel Hernandez has four. It's 44-26. Phoenix down 20 a moment ago. Here's a shot from the left side that is up and in. And the bucket belongs to Hosiah. Give him his 14th point of the game. He is way out in front, scoring for Atchison. Phoenix 14 for Josiah, 8 for Yogi. Trayvon has 3. Javonte was at 2 a moment ago, and 1 for Jeremiah. That is the Phoenix scoring. Atchison with only 28 points. We're 4.5 minutes of play in the third quarter. Hugoton will bring it up the floor. A little crisscross dribble, right across the timeline. The ball batted away by Trayvon for a moment. It's going to be recovered. Back out top side. They'll go in the cut into the lane. The look to the right side. We're going to get a Phoenix foul. And a whistle on. Is that a zero? Yeah. Foul is going to be on Josiah. It is only his first foul of the game. It'll be Atchison's third. We do not yet have a Hugoton second half foul. And we're with 4:20 to go. Oh, a beautiful spin move into the lane. Hernandez for two. 46-28. Hugoton. And we are at the four-minute mark of the third quarter. Phoenix with a basketball. Lob it over to the right side. Baseline three. Trayvon gets it. Trayvon Killam, his second bucket of the game. He hit a basket in the first quarter and now has that one. He's got six. 46-31. Cross court, knocked away. Here comes Trayvon. He will drive, go up, reverse, crossover, and score it. Trayvon, 46-33. This is how quickly Atchison can score. We've seen them do this through the course of this fantastic 27-win season so far. They could put some points on the board in a hurry. And, you know, Hugoton is aware of that. Here's a little 17-footer. It's going to be up and good for Salazar. Only his fourth point of the game and his first field goal on the afternoon. 48-33. 3:10 left. The feed over to the right side to Javonte. Kelly gets double teamed. Lobs it back off on top. Josiah pulls up. Long shot up. No good. And a rebound is going to be cleared away. Here comes Hugoton. Eagles will race down the left side, stop outside the block, bring it on top. The uncontested three, short. No defender anywhere near the basketball, and the missed shot is rebounded down by Yogi. Up court, it's AHS. The running three, no. And a rebound out of play. Wait, we may have a foul, do we? This is coming over the scorer's table, and we are going to have a foul called. It is going to be the third foul this afternoon by Javonte Kelly. And at 2 minutes and 41 to go in the third quarter, Hugoton with a basketball and a 15-point lead. It is 48-33. The battle for the third-place trophy underway here in Hutchinson, Kansas. The ball batted away, loose on the floor. It's going to be saved by Hugoton. Slapped out of bounds by Atchison. You are listening to the Giant Communications and JVN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Here's a turnaround shot, 8-footer, no. Getting his own rebound off the floor, remarkable. And the follow shot is going to go up and home for Cameron Rosas, his 17th point of the game. 50-33. Driving down, Trayvon off the window, doesn't get the bucket, falls to the floor, has been fouled and will come to the line. Trayvon Gillum just very aggressively is going straight down the lane, attacks the bucket. Unable to finish the shot, but coming to the line, it'll be the first foul today for Cameron Rosas. That is going to be the first third quarter foul by Hugoton. Left-hand free throw, it's up and good. Trayvon, who had only 3 points in the first half, has got six here in the third quarter. A trio of substitutions coming in for head coach C.J. Korf and the Eagles. As we get set for Trayvon and his second free throw. He'll send it in. 50-35. 2 minutes to go. Quarter number three. The 25-26 basketball season is racing to a conclusion. Final game of the year. We'll get to enjoy and bring to you and share with you here on Care Radio this season. Here's a drive around the right side, into the middle, no room, back it away, keeping the dribble alive, now jumping it over to the left side, down the lane, into the lane, the shot is up, no good, whistle travel. Nice call by the official on the left elbow who saw that extra step, maybe two, be taken on the drive into the paint, and at a minute 40 to go in the third quarter, Phoenix back up court with it. They have a tall and steep hill to climb, and now they're going to throw it away. Here comes Hugoton. They'll come down the court, lob it over to the right side, dish it into the corner. The three is set sailing short. The rebound's on the floor, and Atchison does not chase it hard. And luckily for the Phoenix, as Hugoton picks it up, the official who is in perfect position to make the call says the ball does touch the baseline, and Atchison will have it back in. Minute 15 to go in the third quarter. Here comes Atchison. Out on top, Zadron feeds right, running shot won't go for Ozziah, but he gets fouled, and again, coming to the free throw line. Could be the second foul of the game for Miguel Guzman. Could be the second foul of the third quarter by Hugoton. They have not committed fouls. Free throw, first of two for Ozziah Thompson is perfect, and he is shooting well at the free throw line, as that was his 15th point of the game. One more shot coming up for the 5'9" senior for the Phoenix. He will eye it, send it airborne, knocked it down. 50-37 with a minute 10 to go in the third quarter. Atchison's got Javonte Kelly and Ozziah Thompson, Zadron Mays, Yogi Purdy, and rounding it out, Trayvon Gillum. Those are the Phoenix Five. We are at 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Hugoton basketball up top side. Between the circles, pivoting with the right foot. They'll dump it over to the right edge. Going to be Gavin Salazar with it. Kicks it down low. Back to Salazar. It's going to be stolen by Yogi. Here comes Trayvon. He will go in, go up, lay it up, lay it in. Trayvon with the breakaway. And a beautiful job by Yogi of knowing what was going on and stealing that ball away. Here comes Atchison with another steal. They'll raise it down the court. The feed into the middle to Javonte. He will turn. They're going to go in for the offensive foul. Javonte picks up, I believe, his third. Let me look. It is his fourth. It'll be his fourth foul. And I suspect that might get him out of the game for the rest of the third quarter. So Javonte's out. Cale Williams comes back in. And we're at 34 seconds to go in the third quarter. So the Phoenix unable to capitalize on a steal and a transition opportunity. We're down to a half a minute to go in the third quarter. The shot clock is off. Hugoton with the basketball. They lead it by 11. Pass is going to come over to the right side, way out on the elbow for Hugoton. Handled over there by Hunter Garza. He's going to put it out on top to Salazar, who just kind of puts it in the icebox, holding it up top side. Being guarded very closely. Now the feed over to the baseline left. Uncontested three. Buried from deep in the left corner. Hunter Garza for three. 53-37. Now Atchison up the court. They're going to lose the handle and turn it over. And that will take us to the end of the third quarter. We got a timeout on the floor after three in Hutchinson, Kansas, and at the Sports Arena. It is Hugoton 53, Atchison 39.
Voted Best Plumber in the Best of the Best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction, in business since 1985. Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year, licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
Atchison Child Care Associates at 1326 Commercial Street is cheering loud for our Atchison High School Phoenix. They're proud of your hard work, teamwork, and school spirit. Go get them, Phoenix. From your friends at Atchison Child Care Associates, go Big Red.
Burger Company in Atchison is a longtime supporter of Atchison High Athletics. With over a century of providing quality leather products and excellent customer service, they are four generations strong. Burger Company in Atchison High School, making our community strong. Go Phoenix!
You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Joseph producing and engineering in the Care Sports Studios. Tom Counts with you here at the Sports Arena, Hutchinson, Kansas, the third place game. Class 4A boys basketball underway in the Phoenix with a hill to climb, trailing 53-39. Atchison with the first possession goes in the middle of Yogi Purdy, puts it up and puts it in. Yogi Purdy in double figure scoring now. That'll be his 10th of the ballgame in his 53-41. Atchison outscored 20-19 in the third quarter. Here's another baseline jump shot up a good Salazar. And Hugoton has gotten absolutely blistering hot from the floor. In the third quarter, how about this for Hugoton? 9 of 12. They hit 75% of their shots. They hit 2 of 4, half of their threes. And here's a follow-away shot from the left side. No good for the Phoenix. Rebound. It's Hugoton. Up the floor, over to the left. The drive, the shot, won't go. Rebound, Atchison. Coming up with the basketball, it's going to be Trayvon. Looks over his shoulder for a defender. Doesn't find one. Goes in, goes up. Shot up, no good. Rebound is going to be stopped out of bounds. It'll be Atchison basketball. For the Phoenix, in the third quarter, they hit 5 of 11 and 1 of 4 from outside, but 4 of 4 at the free throw line. So, a much improved quarter. 6:50 to go, and now we have an Atchison player who's maybe tweaked an ankle, and they're taking a look at him on the Atchison bench. And on the inbound play, 5 seconds called. Phoenix unable to get the ball out on the floor. 6:53 to go. 55-41, Hugoton. I'm looking back at my score sheet, and Atchison led at 7-5. I just wondered if they had led in the ball game at any point. They have led at 7-5, 2 minutes in. Here's a little behind-the-head layup. It's going to miss. Rebounding down, Kale Williams. Outlets it. Trayvon, left-hand layup, missed it. No focus on the driving shot. The freshman unable to connect. Atchison continues to trail by some 16. And here's a running shot on the baseline. Ryan, it's going to be up. It's going to be good. And we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break as Hugoton extends its lead. 6:23 to play in the game. Hugoton 57. Atchison 41.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm and Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction. Proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at State.
We return to play here in the sports arena with 6 minutes and 23 seconds to go in the ballgame, and Atchison will bring it up the floor. Walking it into the forecourt for the Phoenix is going to be Hosiah, and his bounce pass is stolen. Here's a jailbreak. Other end, they really don't chase him, and a point-blank layup is missed. Break for Atchison. Let's see if they can capitalize and try to get something on the board here. Here's a drive into the lane to feed across. Here's Yogi, knocked it down. Purdy with a dozen. 57-43. 5:55 to go. Back over to the right side. Hugerson looking into the middle. For the basketball, it's going to be Hunter Garza. Garza brings it off on top. Rosas. Little crossover dribble back to Rosas deep in the left corner. The shot clock is at a dozen. The side of the lane. The ball batted. Yogi coming up with a steal. Here comes Atchison. 2-on-2 break. He will drive all the way down the floor, sidestep the defender, put a shot up. It's going to be no good. Yogi puts it back up, can't get it. Rebound, pulled back down by Hugerson. And Atchison, even when they get the ball underneath the goal, unable to get those shots to drop. And a skip pass over to the right side, thinking about the three. Here it goes, on its way. Got it. You knew he would. Red hot Miguel Hernandez. Hugerson just not missing. It's now 60-43, 5 minutes to play. Tom's time with it for Atchison. It's going to be Josiah. He will spin into the lane. Ball going to be knocked out of his hands and stolen away from him. Phoenix with yet another turnover at 4 minutes and 50 to play. Hugerson will walk it into the forecourt. Coming up the floor with a basketball is going to be Adrian. He'll dish it off on top to Rosas. Back out to the point, Salazar. Then they thought about the three, then decide, you know, no, I'm not going to do that. 4.5 minutes to play. Little backdoor pass. The shot goes up. Kale Williams, with an aggressive effort to block the ball, makes some contact with the body and picks up a foul. Kale, it is his fourth foul of the game. Atchison's first foul of the fourth quarter. Nobody getting in any trouble here in the fourth. That is the first foul on either team with 4.5 to go in the game. And the free throw will be up and it'll be good. 10 points now for Miguel Hernandez. One more shot coming up for Hernandez. And there it is. His 11th point of the game, and it is 62-43. And again, Atchison with a 19-point deficit and only 4.5 minutes left. Phoenix will walk it up the floor. Here comes Trayvon, the freshman. Little seesaw dribble, top side, dumps it away to the right, the three, got it. Nicely done by Jeremiah. That is his first field goal of the game. He had one free throw earlier, and now with that three, he's got 4 points in the game. We're going to get a timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break here in Hutchinson at 4:18 left in the game. It is Hugerson 62, Atchison 46.
If you got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years. For efficiency and cost effectiveness, inside or out, contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, LNL Construction. Quality is our
priority.
Looking for the ultimate fun zone for the whole family? Look no further than Rainey's Arcade at 4th and Commercial right here in Atchison. The arcade floor is packed with new games, exciting ticket games, and a great lineup of pinball machines ready for all ages to enjoy. Whether you're a kid or a kid at heart, there's something for everyone at Rainey's Arcade. Have fun, win great prizes, enjoy fresh drinks, and grab some delicious pizza. It's also a perfect place to host birthday parties and group events. Rainey's Arcade, fun for kids, adults, and everyone in between.
As we return to Hodgster, Eagles with a basketball in Hugoton has the ball. They've got the lead, and they've got only 3:45 to play in the game. 3:45 separating them from the third-place trophy in boys' class 4A for 25-26. Joseph at his studio, Tom Counts will be here, and of course you're enjoying the Giant Communications, the JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Here's a skip pass left side, all alone underneath, shot goes up, and a foul gets called, and Pierre tumbles to the floor. He's okay. Let's kind of give you the breakdown for Matt. That on will be for Javonte Kelly, a fifth foul. He will foul out of the game. 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play, and he will end the night with 2 points. Coming to the free throw line for Hugoton, a guy with 17 points. That's got to be Cameron Rosas. He has not even scored in the fourth quarter. 17 for Rosas. The big guy puts it in. 3:20 to play. One more look at it. Cameron is going to eye this thing up a little bit. We don't have heights. He's 6'3". 6'3", maybe even. Second free throw's up. It is good also. So it is 64-46. 3:10 to go. And then Phoenix coming down with it. Turn it over. Back to the other end. It's going to be Hugoton. The shot from underneath. And we're going to get another Atchison foul and more free throws coming up. And again, come to the line. It is going to be Cameron Rosas. This will be the fourth foul on Trayvon. So Gillum picks up number four. At the line, this free throw is the 20th point of the day for Cameron Rosas. He is one of, right now, three double-digit scoring Hugoton Eagles. 3:03 left. Rosas looks it over, right-hand dribble, once, twice, and a third time, flips it skyward, rattles, and it comes out no good. Rebound Phoenix. Atchison coming up with the basketball. It is rebounded down for the Phoenix by Sir Taylor. And Cale Williams will have it on the right side. Shot up, missing. Rebound, Hugoton. Gavin Salazar brings it up the floor. Here's a little backward pass. The shot deflected, and it's going to be saved in by Atchison. The outlet down the court. Stolen back, Hugoton. 2 minutes and a quarter to go. Here's a runner. The alley-oop. It doesn't work. Outlet down the floor. Cale in, up. There's two. Cale Williams. His first point of the game. Coming at 2:16 to play. 65-48. Back out on top. The three set sailed and misses. Rebound, AHS. Here comes Taylor. He will drive, go in, off the window, block off the glass. Inside 2 minutes ago, and here comes Hugoton. Coach Korf on his feet telling his guys, slower down, gentlemen. We're going to run some time off this clock. 1:47 to go and 24 on the shot clock. Little side-to-side dribble. Way up top side by Gavin Salazar, the senior point guard. He will drive inside Sir Taylor, look away pass underneath, and a right-hand layup is going to be up and in. Two more for Rosa. It is 67-48. And Hugoton has done a masterful job here today, leading for almost the entire game. A baseline three from the left side. Good for Trayvon. 15 for him. He is Atchison's second leading scorer. And we're going to get a timeout. Let's see. Okay, they are going to take a timeout. I thought maybe it was just going to be rotational, but we're going to get a break. Let's do it. Timeout of the court with 1:09 to go in the season. Hugoton 67, Atchison 51.
Colonial Realty is home to the local real estate experts you are looking for. Put the power of the Colonial Realty team to work for you.
Colonial Realty, our results team makes the difference.
Atchison Child Care Associates at 1326 Commercial Street is cheering loud for our Atchison High School Phoenix. They're proud of your hard work, teamwork, and school spirit. Go get them, Phoenix. From your friends at Atchison Child Care Associates, go Big Red.
For over 30 years, Urban Lawn Care has helped homes and businesses across Atchison and Northeast Kansas look their absolute best season after season. Family owned and full service since 1991, they handle everything. Lawn care, dirt work, tree services, sod installation, and even snow and ice removal. Whether you need a full plan or just help with one project, their team takes care of the work so you can enjoy the results. See them at 6300 Ottawa Road, visit UrbanLawnCareLLC.com, or call 913-367-4478. Urban Lawn Care, trusted by hundreds, rooted in your community.
Welcome back to the Sports Arena. Atchison's going to steal the inbound play, race up the court, coast to coast. It's going to be knocked away as he spills to the floor. Isaiah Thompson will climb to his feet, and he's going to be fouled. That was not a shooting foul, and that is only the second Hugoton foul in the fourth quarter. Second foul by Galvin Salazar, and with 40 seconds to go in the game, Hugoton takes his starters off the court. Coach Korf is going to bring in some young guys. He does still leave Cameron Rosas out there. And Adam Green is going to stay out there. But he's got some of the young fellas in the game. Atchison, baseline three, nope. Rebound. Hugoton driving, leaning, throwing it down with two hands. This Cameron's Adam Green. Phoenix for three, nope. Rebound, Sir Taylor, yes, on the putback shot. Taylor getting his first bucket of the game. 16 seconds left, and we're going to stop just long enough to rotate a couple of young guys in for Hugoton. Let's see, we're going to do the same for Atchison. Getting into the game for the Phoenix, we're going to get Malachi Craddock checking in. We are going to get Xavier Gayden into the game. And we'll see Isaiah Commode come back in. They're out there with Sir Taylor. And trying to make sure I pick up everybody. And Kobe. Kobe Seymour's out there. Okay. Craddock, Commode, Taylor, Seymour, Gayden. Those are the Atchison five. Into the fourth quarter comes with Hugoton. They will not take a shot. They're just going to run this thing down. 8 seconds, seven. The season coming to an end. It's been a great one. We'll talk about it when we return. The final score this afternoon in the Sports Arena. Hugoton 69, Atchison 53. We'll return to summarize it for you right after this.
Basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on right after this.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All seven Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service satisfaction, and animal health meet.
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm in Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Colonial Realty is home to the local real estate experts you are looking for. Put the power of the Colonial Realty team to work for you.
Colonial Realty, our results team makes the difference.
Crittenden Home Care provides services to keep home an option for everyone. Highly skilled and trained caregivers provide in-home care and home health care while treating your family like their own. For more information, go to CrittendenHomeCare.com or call them at 913-303-2400 for a free in-home assessment. Crittenden Home Care, caring for you when it matters, where it matters.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
Attention cattle producers, ready to put more performance in your pasture? The Rinkus Cattle Company 2026 Private Treaty Bull Sale is on now. Call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. These bulls are built for calving ease, growth, and the kind of durability that works in the real world. If you want genetics that adds pounds and profit, it's time to take a look. Visit the bulls online at rinkuscattle.com, then call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. The Rinkus Cattle Company Private Treaty Bull Sale. Powerful bulls, proven genetics, and ready to work for you.
Colonial Realty is home to the local real estate experts you are looking for. Put the power of the Colonial Realty team to work for you.
Colonial Realty, our results team makes the difference.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home, transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction. Concrete by design.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
Hey, welcome back to Sports Arena. While we were gone, they announced the winners, handed out individual medals to 38 players and coaches, and now they're beginning to exit the floor real quickly. Hugoton winning at 69-53. Atchison is, let's get the total points. Later, scoring by Josiah Thompson. And 16-15 for Trayvon and a dozen for Yogi Purdy today. Bank of Atchison players of the game. Tell you what, let's go to the four seniors. Josiah Thompson, Javante Kelly, Yogi Purdy, Kale Williams. As they wrap up what has been fantastic careers, fantastic season, Atchison in the year 27-2. Thanks for having me join us here this afternoon. Again, Hugoton winning at 69-53. And until we greet you next time, it's going to be in August.
for Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. Tom Count, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 FM and our post-game show featuring Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule on MSCSports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.